coming back at 2 o'clock, calling us back to order. State Superintendent's report.
So thank you, President Smerich. I'm going to allow our guests to come forward from our Judy Center from Washington County before I do the other items. That way they don't have to wait if they need to, since they've come in from the far west. And I just had a conversation with our board member, Dr. Hardings, who was happy to know that we were recognizing somebody from his neck of the woods. So we're happy to have Washington County Judy Center here today. This is a tremendous school and a hub. And I'm really not going to take over the presentation because I know Stephen will introduce our guests, and we will let them educate us about their wonderful Judy Center.
Thank you, Dr. Salmon. I'm really pleased that we have Washington County represented, and Kathy Kearns is the Judy Center coordinator there, and she has a lot of great information to share with you, and I'm going to help with the slides today.
Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me to come and share with you some of the wonderful work of the partners of our Judy Center. It's all about the partnerships that build.
Oh.
Go ahead.
You good?
Just hit the mic. Yeah, you're on now, I think.
Okay. Oh, there I am.
There it
is. Okay. Thank you. And so if you asked what is the most important part of your Judy Center in the function, I would have to say it's the relationships. It's the relationships you build between your families, your children, your partners, and your community. And one example of that is of the 406 children that we currently have on our database in our Judy Center, we have had a personal contact with almost every one of them. And by that I mean we've either done a home visit, we've met them at one of our activities, or we've made a phone call, or we've sent a letter and had information back from the letter that we've sent and probably responded to that as well. As we go through the PowerPoint, you're going to see quotes at the bottom. The quotes that you see at some of the bottoms of some of the slides are comments, essentially, that we've had from our parents and maybe one or two from our kids as well. So the partners in the Judy Center, I won't read them all to you, but this is a list of the partners that we have that are officially signed on our MOU, and these are the people that make the work happen. These are the people that are collaborating in order to really build our early learning community in Washington County. Along with our partners, we have what we call friends. These are agencies and organizations that are interested in the work that we are doing and are helping us along the way because they support our mission as well, but they're just not formally on our MOU. So where is our Judy Center located in Washington County? We were relocated to Ruth M. Monroe Primary School 2 years ago, so we're within our second year right now. We were relocated when one of our schools closed, so the decision was made that we could probably reach more students by relocating than if we just stayed in the one school that we were in, and also that one school is getting a lot of resources and support at this point, so we really wanted to move to where we felt that the resources needed to be. Washington County has a farm rate of approximately 48%. Ruth Ann Monroe Primary School is at approximately 70%. Last year at Ruth Ann, we served 447 children and families. So part of the work that we do, you will see on the slides, on the left-hand side in the color, what I've done is I've highlighted the partners that are our key partners for each of these components that I'm going to talk to you about. We support our pre-K and our kindergarten classrooms. One thing that's not mentioned on this slide that is very important to becoming successful in kindergarten is your transition into kindergarten. So one of the things that we noticed a couple years ago and an initiative that we started through the Judy Center is that we support every pre-K classroom with a long-term sub in the beginning of the year for 6 weeks. What that does is that helps our students to come in and transition into that kindergarten classroom. It allows the teacher opportunity to get to know the student. The students become acclimated to their routine and their schedule and the comfort and the safety of that classroom, and the teacher has a better opportunity to meet and to assess children and also maybe touch home a little more than what in that 6 weeks as she sees that there's possibly a need. We built activity bins to promote interactive play, developmentally appropriate play, and help develop those social skills in our kindergarten classrooms for those down times that that children sometimes could take advantage of that and use some of that time. For example, indoor recess, or maybe when students who are there during breakfast time have a little extra time, using that time to interact with their peers and learning turn-taking skills, learning, practicing those skills in talking to each other. We support the field trips and authentic experiences, and we are right now venturing out on something new, and we are going to start a multi-generational experience for our pre-K classrooms starting in March. So we will actually be partnering with a senior center that's within our catchment area, and we will be visiting and doing work with them and reading with them with our pre-K students and doing some other fine motor activities on Friday afternoons. We supported our administration at Ruth Ann Monroe to bring in the Second Step curriculum this year, which was very exciting because we recognized that we needed to do something to build the social skills, the social emotional component, and also give the students there the tools that they needed in order to take care of conflict when conflict arose, to be able to make better decisions. And I have to say that our teachers have embraced the Second Step curriculum, and you can see that the students are using the tools and the teachers are actually keeping data, and the data supports that the Second Step curriculum is working. One of the most important things as a Judy Center is that our parents are engaged with our children, and of course literacy is also one of the most important things. So we support lending libraries in our pre-K and K. Our pre-K, we support their Raising a Reader program. And then in kindergarten this year, we built lending libraries for each of our 8 kindergarten classes. Our kindergarten teachers are so appreciative, and they get the feedback from our families that these libraries, or that the books keep coming home, and the parents have an opportunity to read and then send them back for some new books. Our child care community is another area of focus for our Judy Center. We have built, since we've moved to Ruth Ann Monroe, a great relationship with the child care providers within our catchment area, both center-based and family centers. We started last year offering these monthly PDs to build relationship so that we can also support and hopefully increase the quality of care. The same child care providers have been with us month after month and look so forward to coming together, and they are also building a community among themselves, which is wonderful to see. They embrace what the Judy Center has to offer them, and they're coming on board with some of the initiatives we're doing. We've supported the Statewide Early Childhood Conference, which is an annual conference in Washington County that started out as a regional conference. I also, in one of the PDs I did with our child care community within our catchment area, was I offered that Second Step curriculum training. And then those child care providers that felt that, you know, this is an initiative, this is a curriculum, I get it, and I think I want to try it, I offered to purchase that for them. And our Apples, which is our child care resource center, is on board with us, and they are offering the technical assistance and the help to get them started or when they do have questions along the way in making that happen. I just felt that that was so important, and how valuable when a child comes and starts kindergarten and they have already had the vocabulary and the tools, and they're familiar with that when they come into kindergarten. We brought the YMCA is now doing the after school care. They began this year at Ruth Ann Monroe, and I am so excited to say that we are helping them through the accreditation process. When we were at Vester, we worked and partnered with the YMCA there to help them through the accreditation process. So very excited to start that journey again with them at this site. And we also are building lending libraries within those child care providers, or with those child care providers, because one of the questions they said was, we just can't get our parents to be engaged with the kids. And I thought, well, you know, one of the ways that you could do that, and one thing that is so easy for every parent, is to be able to read with their children. So they took those lending libraries and are starting to infuse them as well into their programs. Playgroups are a common thread through most of our Judy centers. It's an opportunity to role model playing with your child and interacting with your child and talking with your child to our parents. But what we do differently at the Judy Center in Washington County is you see that one of the partners is Birth to Five. We also have USMH. And WCPS on board. The playgroups are tailored. They're planned and they're differentiated for all of our little friends, our youngest learners who have an IFSP or who have individual needs but do not have an IFSP. So when they're planning activities, there's a lot of thought that goes into the materials, into the activity that's going to also foster the success and foster the goals that they have. The literacy opportunities that are within the community that we're supporting, when we were relocated to Ruth Ann Monroe, what we recognized, or what I saw right away, was that the library is right in the hub of downtown, and downtown is my catchment area. And I thought, oh my goodness, what a great opportunity. The library has always been a great partner for me. So they have this beautiful building, and they have an early learning area, but they didn't have the early learning center. So we put our heads together, and the Judy Center helped them build the early learning center in their library. We do field trips to the library and, of course, encourage the library cards with our families. But we hold a lot of our family activities at the library. And why do we do that? Because we could hold them at the school. But this venue is more accessible to some of our families. It's a neutral space for some of our families. And also, I really want our families to be aware of what is offered at the library, because our library has a plethora of phenomenal opportunities for our young children and our families. And so I feel if we go there, if we can point things out as we go, we can build that awareness, and hopefully they'll be at the library on their own. We had the best summer learning last year. We were able to offer full week summer programming for 10 weeks last year out of our summer. We came on board with USMH and Frostburg University to offer the PALS program, which went 8 weeks, 4 days a week, 5 hours a day. It was a literacy-based program. We offered breakfast and lunch, and it was free for all the children who were entering kindergarten into entering fifth grade. I partnered with them so that we could hopefully ensure that more of the students in my area were able to attend that. So as we're thinking about, well, the siblings and the children who are of this age are coming to PALS, wait a minute, there's going to be parents and there's going to be younger siblings that are going to be dropping these kids off. So how can we capture them? So we offered a Little Pals program alongside of that. And that whole program of Little Pals, which also offered breakfast and lunch, that was 3 days a week. And that program was parents and children together. So the parents were there with the children. tons of field trips within our community during that program, and lots of opportunities for the parents to learn some parenting and some developmental information. And then every year we culminate our summer with home visits. We schedule our pre-K and our K teachers to do home visits to every student that's coming in to their classrooms. Our families totally embrace that. They look forward to our teachers coming. Even sometimes if they're just meeting on the porch, it's okay. The kids are so excited when they come back to school and they say, "Wait, you were at my house." "Yes, I was at your house." So it's just a wonderful way to connect and start building that relationship with your families. So the Judy Center is also an intricate part of our ECAC, and I was actually at this table a few years ago presenting for the ECAC of Washington County, and I remember, I mean, one of the most important things that I said at that time was thank you. Thank you to MSDE for pushing every county to establish that ECAC, because Washington County started with no one at the table. And we had to build it from there. And I am so proud of the work that they have done in coming forward with our ECAC. So some of the things that we have partnered on with them is there is a book drive every year in Washington County, and we collect 14,000 to 17,000 books every year. But when we were distributing them, they were not necessarily distributed purposefully, but they were distributed to places of need. So we decided to build a book warehouse, and that book warehouse, most of the intention with that is that our child care providers can come at any time and get books to keep building their libraries in their child care centers. And other places also, anybody really who has a need for books can come and get books from that book warehouse, and they're theirs. They don't have to check them out. We started the Little Free Library Initiative about 3 years ago as well. We now have over 40 Little Free Libraries throughout the county. Judy Center was definitely one of the strong leaders in moving that initiative forward. And we actually have partners like the Pediatric Urgent Care that is on board, and we support their Little Free Library, and we work with them to make sure that that is stocked with books all the time. The learning parties, what the Judy Center helped the ECAC with in that, and the parent cafes, was building the capacity. So we sponsored trainings so that we could build capacity in order to bring those parent workshops, essentially, to our county and build more of them. We have a phenomenal faith-based community that has brought the learning parties to, they are always, always partnering to bring learning parties to our families. They provide the meals, they do the cooking, they do the venue. So it's great to have another partner alongside in there. We've built Peep Science into our pre-Ks there at the Judy Center, and then we partner with the libraries to follow up every month. We follow up whatever the concept was, and we offer the Peep Science Party there at the library so that the children have a base of the concept, and then they can help teach the parent alongside. And then we are also, the ECAC is essentially the base or the foundation for the early learning component of OnTrack in Washington County, which is a huge initiative, cradle to career, essentially, that is really building a lot of momentum in our county in really bringing getting students ready for college and ready for their careers. So the last initiative that I did want to share with you, which again is partnering with our faith-based community, is when you're in the Judy Center, the Judy Center is in a school that is Title I and often has a strong economic need. And what I saw more times than I ever want to tell you I saw were children that were sleeping on the floor. And it's not really something, no child can sleep on the floor like I had seen, and then come to school ready to learn. So what are we going to do about that? We've got to help them. So I have wanted to do a furniture mission for a few years, because we always find families who don't have furniture. And if you read the research about having a kitchen table and using it to come around the table, there's a lot of research that supports the success of children from childhood to adult, because you ate at your kitchen table and you had discussions around your kitchen table. So essentially, I reached out to one of the churches that support our school, and they came alongside the Judy Center to build essentially what we call Good Roots. And the premise was to be able to help give our children a more stable environment. We have put beds, just in the couple months that we've been working together, we have put 11 beds in homes for kids. We're moving a lot of furniture, a lot of furniture donation, and it's all by volunteer and also some fiscal support that we have, you know, where we can find it, in order to put the children in beds and kitchen tables in the homes, and also some other furniture as we need. So I really think that when you look at or you read Judy Hoyer's quote regarding children and our responsibility, I think that it's exemplified through a couple of those opportunities that we have, but it really comes back to building the relationships and working with those community partners that do the work, and I'm proud to work with them, and I want to tell you thank you for letting me come show their work. Does anybody have questions?
Thank you very much. Any questions from board members?
I don't have questions. I just want to thank you for coming out here and sharing the great work that you do. Several years ago, because of a budget issue, we essentially lost funding for the director of the Judy Center in Washington County, and there was no question that the board was just going to fund it, because you could see the difference that it made in kids' lives. And as we're one of the lowest counties in terms of kindergarten readiness, we need these kinds of services for kids. And I think what you see, and I think this is true in many other places, but there are sort of three legs on a stool if a community is going to succeed. One is government, one is the private sector, private business, and the third is nonprofits. And an organization like the Judy Center is really where all three of those come together, play the roles that they can play well to make a difference for kids. So thanks for showing an example of how that can happen. And again, thanks for coming all this way to do it.
I don't have the data with me, but the data supports that the children who receive Judy Center services versus those who haven't in our community better makes a difference. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.